Okay, so here we are, a closing review of Brachot and its structure. We had gotten up to the eighth parak last time, Elu Devarim. The eighth parak is only two daf long, so it's pretty easy to remember the issue. The issue is indeed all of those things that have to do with the Seder of the Seuda, which are the machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. So daf nun beis, which is the first part of that Seuda, discusses the things that have to do with the first part of Mishnah, Kiddush Hayom, the organization of Ner and Besamim, or Besamim and Ner, depending if you go according to Rabbi Yehuda's approach, or according to our Mishnah's approach, which the issue is the Mazon and not the Besamim, and the Ner. And then we get into a couple of the issues of Tuma. Are you allowed to use a Kli that is Tamei Gabav, which would make a difference of whether you're the materials you're dying before or after, because we're concerned with whether you're going to be the time of the Kli, whether it's going to be the time of the Yom Dayan. The
other... Excuse me, are we worried at all about is any of Tuma?
Yes.
We are.
Sure, that's why we don't eat wet fruit.
Wet fruit.
Yeah, without until like you're dying or any of this case. Yeah, but again, we'll do our halacha review separately.
We're just
doing our structural review. We always separate them. Okay, the other question is whether you can put your wet napkin down on the table, or whether you should put it down on the cushion of the chair, and that was the napkin, you know, whether you're allowed to eat on a shulchan, which is a sheni betuma or not. That would be the napkin, and so on. The other question was to do whether you can do the mayim achronim on the floor, when that was a shayla, whether you're allowed to use a shamash as an amaret, so it would leave pieces that are desired on the floor. And the other thing that we got into was the bracha bori mori hadish. Whether it was bara, bore, ma'or, ma'ore, those were all the things that were discussed in nun beis. I think probably the easiest way to remember nun beis is that it's the daf of the bas called Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. You know, that was the kankona bas called kamriacha bas called Beit Paskin, and nun beis is where we first meet a baskal, sort of, because that's how long Shmuel lived. You know, he was the ben, he was Nun Beis Shana, and that's the way I remember it then, if you remember it another way. Or Bain, or Mshabain Beit Shammai Beit Hillel.
Or Yain. Is this
a
Ziyan Beit Ner Havdalah? And the baskal came out in the
and Ben meaning Bonet, Yavne. I mean, whenever you see the letters Nun Beis, you think of Yavne.
Right.
Yeah.
But
you're
in the money, isn't it in the money?
Sure. Works for you. Okay, works, whatever works for us, that I should remember. Okay, Daphne Gimel discusses the dinim of Ner Shabbat, the or of the Samim of a Goy, somebody who's walking outside and sees light, whether he's allowed to be Samim upon it for the Borei Mori Ha'esh. Can you use Besamim of a maid? Use Besamim of a Beit HaKisei? Use Besamim of Matzah Shabbos from people that are basically just lighting the Mugmar for their clothes to put them away for next week? Is that considered to be for Reyach or for Gimor Kalim? How close do you have to be? How bright does the light have to be? What's the halach of Achi Utu La'oro? The difference of Ommamot or Ommamot in terms of coals that are burning? The amount of light that allows you to distinguish between an Isser and a Pundion, or the other examples. What the din would be of somebody who forgot to say Birkat HaMazon where he was, does he have to climb back up the Empire State Building or not, and the question of finding golden yonas if you do things right, and getting eaten by lions if you do things wrong, and can you say an Amen to a bracha that you hear only part of. And then we had the Rabbi Zahumis and Rabbi Mizuams and all of that strange name play at the end. Since Nun Gimel is gone, and of course Omamot is Began Elohim, is where the Omamot were. So it's best, I think, to remember it with the Or that used to be in Gan Eden, and the Reach that was in Gan Eden. That was Shabbos begun. It ended in Gan Eden. That was the last we had of those good hidden light and the summon of Gan Eden. So all the reaction Shabbat begun is on Daf Gan. Okay, end of the parak. Begins now the next parak. We're now on Parak Haro'eh. First part of the parak, concludes this entire daf, is about Nisim. So the first thing is someone who sees a place of Nisim, sees the Nes itself. So the way to, oh well, first the thing that we're talking about, we learn it out of Yisro, we talk about Baruch Hashem Asher Yitzio, the places, Ma'abrot HaYarden, Nachal Arnon, Ma'abrot of Yetzias Mitzrayim on the Yamsuf, the story of Nachal Arnon, the stone about Og Melech HaBashan and the whole wild story of Moshe, and Og, the Avne Al Gabish that ended up coming down later in time, the Chomat Yericho, the general case of Arba Tzrachim La'odot, Birkat HaGomel. Then we start our lists, which we'll see later, but some of the first lists are here. Three things that require shimur, three things that if you take a long time doing them, you'll live longer. Most of the lists are on the following daf. Okay, so that's all about the Nisim, and the simon could be Haro'eh Nisim, and that's Nun Dalet, because Gamet HaGoy Asher Yavod Odan Anokhi is talking about the Yamsuf, the Kriyas Yamsuf, so you remember the Dan Anokhi, what happens to Mitzrayim. Okay. The next part of the Masechta, which includes three dapim, are about dreams. So, on first we continue our lists, before you get directly into the dream, but then we'll see that the lists include dreams later on, like three dreams of Mitkayim, or 24 Potrei Chalamot, okay? But we continue our lists. Shlosh Devarim Maskir Avonotav Shel Adam. Which leads us to the Mizbeach, the relationship of the Mizbeach and Yeshulchan. Asara Dvarim, that are maybe the Tachtoniot. 24 Bate Kisei. Shlosha Tzrichim Rachamim. Shlosha Dvarim Achri Zakarish Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, which leads into the discussion of Betzalel and the difference between Betzalel and Moshe. Then, in the dreams themselves, three psukim of Afuchot, three psukim of Shlomot, which is supposed to say to be Meitiv V'Chalom. 24 Potrei Chalomot. Three types of dreams that are mitkayim. And that leads into the whole discussion of Malatev and Tabar and understanding that dreams have a lot of garbage mixed in and the relationship of dreams to Birkat Kohanim. It's just a weird thing. Okay, I don't know. You got a good idea? I just call it Misparim, a lot of different numbers, and Tevin Ubar. And Misparim and Tevin Ubar, I mean, the way I... Misparim is like lists. So you know, a guy said, I got 55 different things to do today. And that's it. So that's, he's got a list of all kinds of things, a lot of junk and a lot of good stuff. So, you know, mostly it's junk. Nunhei is just a lot of things to do. And you got another thing?
Nunhei is ones that don't have matches.
Nunhei don't have matches?
Like the hay doesn't have a match, right? So like a mist or it's falling or something, but it falls on the ground.
Because it's the odd number.
Right.
All right, maybe if it works for you, any kind of mnemonic is fine. Richard's falling asleep already.
No.
Okay. The next stop talks about the horrible cases.
No.
The next case is the Bar Hadaya. Okay. So first of all, it begins with dreams being generated by mental images. So you have the story of Shvor Malka and the Kesar and the weird images that were generated for them, so they would end up dreaming them. Then the awful stories of Rav and Abaya and Bar Hadaya, the bitter end of Bar Hadaya. It's really a great kind of torture when you think about it. I mean, it's lovely. Tying one leg to one tree, one leg to another tree, and then releasing the tree.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
The old cowboy and
Indians.
Green
saplings. There you go. It's a proof that they're from the Atzer HaShvatim. They must have known the Gemara.
Then there was one being drawn in
the corner. Okay. We all get in trouble the same way. Okay. And the Shnei Geim Bivitneich is also over here. And it's a dookie. And a list of things which have double meanings, and you better say one pasuk before another pasuk presents itself. Kodem shekadmenu. So I have Kesar and Bar Hadaya, kodem shekadmenu. The way to remember is nu, before the other thing happens, hurry up and say the right thing. Or nu, I'm only asking for 25 cents, give me the 25 cents, you're dead. Okay, that's the Bar Hadaya story.
I'm
Nun Zayin. You'll have your own way. You'll remember it better than all of us. Nun Zayin, okay? Nun Zayin are a list of various types of dreams. It continues the lists of numbers. There's three Malachim that have different Ramos, three Nevi'im, three Ksuvim Gedolim, three Ksuvim Ketanim, three Chachomim, three Talmid Chachomim, various types of animals, various types of peros, various types of Yerokos, three things that are nichlas to the guf that the guf doesn't enjoy, three things that are not nichlas to the guf does enjoy. Talk about all types of different animals, five things that are echad mishishim, six things that are merap and sachola, 10 things that make a chola sick, and then finally mokum shenekra avodah zara mi'avotenu. And since this stuff includes all the Freudian dreams, which is abala naramurasa, baal imo, baal achosa, baal ishasish, and the weirdest one is Baal Avaz. So since it includes all of these weird Freudian stuff, we can have it remembered by Haba Al Mini, which could either mean a mini skirt or various mini things, something to do with sex. Mean, so Nun Zayin is Zan, which is Nus, and it reminds you of the Freudian dreams of Nun Zayin. Okay, that's the end of the dream section of Haroeh. The next section is talking about the seeing of things, all of which are natural things, and you have to determine what you say upon seeing them. So at Buchluza Yisrael and the story of Ben Zoma, story about even somebody who can't see, you know, Reb Sheshes, and the king, you should see a king, you know, the Sagi Nora. The story about...
Richard the Lionhearted was crowned, and all the Jews were not to make the bracha. The Goyim didn't understand what they were doing, they didn't know what they were muttering, and they killed them and drowned them in the tanks.
Really?
Simon Golden just told me the story.
Really?
They're all running the road.
What year is that?
Well, 11...
Crusaders. Crusaders.
1100. Well, I forgot the general license. It was a
very oh, my God.
So the slayer is the year 2100.
No kidding. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, so then there was the story also of the Baal HaMitzris, the Chamor, Roya Kivrei Yisrael, Roya Kivrei Yakum, Roya Bateim Shal Tzadikim, Roya Briyos Nos, Kachalo Ba'olama, weird things, B'shana Sabriyos, and then the discussion of other, beginning a discussion of natural phenomena, but first strange phenomena, which is Kochava Deshavit, which Shmuel says, I don't know what that is. The next stop talks about constantly recurring natural phenomena, you know. But this stop is where we have no idea what those things are. So the simen that I have is Uchluse Adam. We're talking about Nunches, which is Noah. So it reminds you of Bnei Noah, which is the Bosheim family, you know. So Uchluse Adam of Basar Hamurim brings a marble olam, which is taking out which is Noah, of course, taking out the two stars from Kima and so on. Okay, so you can remember Nun Ches is marble, it's easy to remember. And then from that, you work your way back to the things that you see. The next stop talks about natural phenomena and tries to give us the explanations of natural phenomena. Okay, so that includes the Zuos and the story of this, you know, the earthquakes and the story of the Uba Tamya. The Ra'amim, what are Ra'amim? What are Brakim? What is the Chama B'tkufata? So these are all naturally occurring things. We distinguish between those Semaisa Bereshis and Kofu Gvurato Malei Olam, somebody who sees the Yam, rain, which leads to Atova Meitiv as well, but all things which generally are recurring natural phenomena that we come to understand. That's all on Nuntet, and the way to remember Nuntet is that the Ov was a nut. No, not by Kim should understand nature. So Uvia Tanya Osema Sebereshit. Oh boy. I get nothing here. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
I know, really.
Yeah.
Uvia Tanya.
Yeah, okay. He's going to tell you what how the world works.
And close them.
No, Ruvatanya is a nut.
It is a nut.
No, he is a nut. Do you know what Ruvatanya means?
No.
Oh, okay. So you missed the Gemara.
Yes.
Okay, so read it. Next. The next talks about responses to living naturally. In other words, not you're mafriyav to do things in a way that's natural. Okay, it includes going to the bathroom, traveling, going to a doctor, going to sleep. So all of those things, brachas that you make on knisato and yetziato, such as going into a city, going into a bathhouse where you may get burned to death, going to a doctor, getting into a hospital, going to the bathroom, going to sleep. Those are things that you need to make a bracha before and after, which leads us to all of the Birkot HaShachar, which are on this page, and on the things which are part of life, but they may be bad now, they'll be better later, they may be good now, they'll be worse later. That's life. And it ends with the story of Rabbi Akiva and his Tarnagol and so on. That, you know, bottom line is, Goma David Rachman Latav Avid, it may be no fun, but it's all for the best. And so the way to remember this, it's a Shechayanu Anichnas Lishon. The one who is Mechayek, because it started off with the Dinim of Shechayanu, if you buy something that you already owned, and that also you. So Shechayanu, God makes alive somebody who went to sleep, because sleeping is 1/60th of death, but it's just shishin, daf shishin. So daf nun, daf samach is shechiyon and daf shishin. The next section of the perek, which is two daf, discusses issues of ma'aseh bereishis of Adam, the yitzira of Adam, and its relationship to evil. So it begins with discussion of, remember, you're just al ha'aretz, and Elokim is b'shamayim. How can you dvorecha muatim? Don't talk too much. And then it gets into the vayitzer, oyli miyotri, oyli miyitzri, whether it was a male and female, or whether it was a partzer for a zonav, what the meaning of his vayivin, it's atzelah, Kadosh Baruch Hu was a hairdresser, becoming a shushpin to a person who's less than you, staring at the hand of a woman in order to get a kick, walking behind a woman, the yetzahar is a fly, the yetzahar is a chita, your two guts, your kloyos, the various organs, till the pegomer, the meaning of giving your life or giving your money or your life. The story again of Rabbi Akiva, this time Rabbi Akiva and the clever fox, who wasn't as clever as he thought. Fox! You they call clever! Okay, so we can remember this from the words, Vayitzer Zevuv. God created that damn fly, and Samach Aleph stands for the Sitra Akra. That's good, that's easy to remember. I mean, that's a really good one. Samach Beis continues the story of the Yetzira of Ra, this time about Tzniut in the Beit HaKiseh, which curiously has some fundamental relationship to the Beis HaMikdash, because this is all built around the parts of Lo Yekel Daita. You have to be careful how you act around the Beis HaMikdash. It gets us right into how to act in a bathroom, which is very strange. Even referring to the Beit Kisei Shel Kavod, that we derived the dinim of Beit Kisei Kavod from the Beit HaKisei that was in the Beit HaMikdash. It's amazing. Tells you how to go to the bathroom in the Galil, or in Yehuda, or in Chutzlaretz, according to Rabbi Akiva, the story of Shaul, and how he's Sanua in the Beit HaKisei, the breakdown of Dovitz cutting his begadim, and ends up with the Hashchata, that ends up being the Mokum of the Mikdash, again, for the Kesef HaKippurim, and what saved him, the Tzias in the Beit HaKisei of Shaul, very interesting combination, which ends with the story of Kapandria. Can you cut across? Cutting across an area and the level of bizoyan that's involved in that. So Shaul, and it started off with following people into the bathroom to learn how they act, or hiding under your Rebbe's bed at night. Now that's Shaul, the Beit HaKisei, like Kapandria. Shaul cut into the Beit HaKiseh just to take a shortcut, remembering you, Sav, that is the old man, or the Rebbe, or Rabbi Akiva, or Shaul, Mesav, who is sitting down on the toilet seat. So Sav, Mesav, is Samar Beit. And the last part of the Perek, which is in the last two daf, discusses all Beit HaMikdash issues. Beit HaMikdash, Ki Mitzion Tetzei Torah, Ohel of Moshe as the Ohel Moed, Yavne, and ends with Olam Haba. So clearly they're all fundamentally related issues. It starts off talking about Rikika, wearing your shoes, the Din of Beit HaKnesset in terms of Rikika. Do we learn it out from Mikdash? The question whether you say Amen but Mikdash, which leads it to the whole Eis Lasos LaHashem, and Eis Lasos LaHashem obviously is aimed towards Olam Haba and Yavne and so on. And we talk about Boaz, we talk about Hillel, we talk about somebody who doesn't care about a Kohen is going to end up needing the Kohen, which also has to do with the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, the looking towards the future. Hitrapita b'yom tzara. You don't do what you got to do when you need to, you're going to end up not being able to do what you got to do. And then there's the story of Hananiah ben Achi, Reb Yeshua, who was Ma'aber Shanim Chutz La'aretz, recognizing that people grow up and then things may have changed. All this is part of the Eid Lasos Hashem Milyu, becoming aware of where things lead, how things change, and where they have to go. Ki Mitzion Tetzei Torah, that's why they were mocked, but they didn't want people following him. In Chutz La'aretz, Moshe and the Olam Moed, Kerem B'Yavne, the Pticha B'Chvod Aksanya, and I don't know, the way I remembered it was Rikika V'Amein B'Migdash, a guy who spits. And then he says, Amen. And the Mikdash, oh man. Mitzion Tetzei LeYavne. He's going to have to get out of Tzion. Follow the Korban, and he'll end up in Yavne. That'll maybe rehabilitate him. Right. So Yavne is a place of rehabilitation, and it's a place in Barnea's neighborhood. So Samach Gimel reminds you of Gasut. And of course, Rikik or Kapandri and so on is Gasut in the Beit HaMikdash. And the last daf is very sad because it talks about saying goodbye. Niftar min amit, niftar b'chaveiro, lech b'shalom, lech l'shalom, and the Talmud Chacham in Olam Haba, that ein le menucha, lo b'olam hazeh, lo b'olam haba, and so on. A sad day of saying goodbye. Niftar min amit b'chaveiro concludes our Masechet Brachot structure.
Yay!
Beautiful. Here we go.
Second scene.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, when you see it like that, it's you see it, it's really well structured. The issues are clear. It's nice.